Blog Talk Radio.
Kansas and that kind of stuff, but tonight, you know, it's one of those things of giving everybody plenty of time to actually get in here and get a radio, get on the radio and get on a show and get some questions answered, because we're tired of missing people. You know, I sit there and go back and everything else and try to get to everybody as much as I can, but even after the show's over with and going back and asking questions and that kind of stuff, it's time consuming and that kind of stuff, so it's like one of those things I try to get to everybody, but sometimes when it gets a little too late, I'm kind of like leery about, you know, doing those things. So it's one of those things of putting it out there and that kind of stuff. And just putting things in perspective, because we definitely want to get to everybody, and we want to make sure you get all your questions on there kind of thing. And also we want to give out the messages, too, that come along with it, you know, everything we got to do. So if you want to give a call in here, please do so. Love to talk to each and every one of you guys. And also, if you want to give a call, the number to call is 646-721-9031. That number, again, is 646-721-9031. I also do private readings, too, as well. Private readings, when we say private readings, those are the ones where you work with me one-on-one personally to my phone, Skype, website, and that kind of stuff. And those, they do cost. But for April, then we actually have some great discounts coming on to make it easier for everybody to actually get a reading. So therefore, take that consideration. Also, donations are good, too. If you want to call and get a reading from me, a private reading, right now we got $33.33 for a 75-minute reading for the people who call the show and who actually listen and all that kind of stuff. So we actually have a special price for our monthly, usually for our people who call in, because we really appreciate the support and that kind of thing. We want to give you a special break, so it's a special, okay? And also for 90-minute sessions right now, you can get them for $77.77. And usually it goes 90 minutes to two-hour sessions, so those are great for life coaching, relationship counseling. Also, you can get readings, and you can do like a past life regression, and if you like, we can sit down and do a couple of our card readings too as well, because the seven-card pyramid spreads, it's one I'm trying to get actually do a video on Facebook and on YouTube to actually give everybody an idea exactly what a seven-card pyramid foundation reading is. So it takes about 40 to 45 minutes on the average. It can take longer, it can take shorter, it depends on the person itself, because we try to detail it to the individual. Always. It's always about you and me and the situation, what's going on with the situation. It's important. It's the same thing with this radio show. When we're talking to somebody on the show, you know, my point is to focus entirely on them, okay? So it might take a little bit longer than you think, and we're not like any other show on Blog Talk Radio, but we take our time. We don't rush people down the road. And with the situation, that kind of stuff, we're not mentioning any names or any kind of shows like that. I'm just saying on this show, we have a tendency to do one thing, and we specify and focus on the individual who we are talking to at the time. So, you know, it's like one of those things I tell everybody, when you're listening to the show, waiting to get on, definitely listen to what's going on, because I've had so many people who called in who just waited to get on to tell me that they actually got their answers. They got the answers to their questions just by listening to the show. They even asked the question if I was actually doing a reading for them or was it for the person I was actually talking to at the time. And that's the reason we like doing this kind of format, because we actually can touch with one reading can probably answer the get the answers to the questions for 10 people, maybe even more. So it's one of those great things to look at, okay? Put that in perspective when we're taking our time. You know, if I've always said this flat out, everyone and everything, okay, is a reflection, something to be learned about oneself. If you're not listening and not watching, it's not going to happen. And also with the situation, it's the ideal of the message itself that comes through each reading and each person, so we're all giving out the message. But it's so important to focus on that one aspect of things, of actually focusing on what one wants. That's what I've always said, you know? I was sitting there focusing on some things when we taught the reflection that people give us. And that's the one thing we realize every day. Someone crosses our path, a message or something. Horoscope. And say if you're a couple and your girlfriend shows you a horoscope, shows you your horoscope, and she reads the message to you, the message is not just for your, not just for him, it's also for her too as well. Because you guys are a couple, plus you're both seeing it. It's crossing your paths. You're both experiencing it and actually being affected by it. So definitely it's one of those reflections. So take notice of those situations every time. I guarantee you're going to learn something, you're going to see something, and within each situation it crosses your path. Something about yourself, situations, an answer, a eureka moment, realizations, whatever it is. So it's best that you do that. It's just listen. We're also looking at the chat room too. And I was looking at Senate. We've got chat rooms kicking in there. And it's one of those things of saying hello to everybody on there. We got guest 5420. We got guest 5564. We got Marion 326. Trinity for me. We got Skipper Girl. And we got Spiritual Thinker. Welcome. If any of you guys actually want to sit there and. And we got Tasha Fabulous. Or Tosh. Is that what it is? Tosh Fabulous? There's also in the house, too, as well. So, hey, guys, welcome to the show. And it's great to see each and every one of you guys. And we're putting information in the chat room as we speak. If anybody wants you to do anything with the private readings or if you want to call in here, the number is now in the chat room, so jump on in, okay, guys? And we got some callers in the chat. We probably do, but I'm just saying, with the situation and everything else. Okay. I was also going to sit here and tell everybody the information to get a hold of me for a private reading is 740-500-8863 or call me through Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you miss it before the show's over with, I think it's actually on the show page and should be able to find it. No problem. Check out the thing. But like I say, everybody, when you go to the website, you're going to see that the prices are not the same as they are here. That's because we like to give special prices to our listeners and the people who call in to give you a really good chance to take advantage of these great, fantastic readings. And the reason we say that is because it's what we believe. It's the confidence of looking at the situation. That was one thing I was actually going over this week where it's kind of crazy that we are so scared to death to actually say we're great, we're good, we're fantastic, we're gifted, all those things after people have told us time and time again. And you don't want to sit there and not feed into it, because when you don't feed into it, you're actually feeding your subconscious mind and you're actually working against yourself in the process of what you're trying to accomplish with your goals. So let's put this all in perspective and say, hey, you know something? I am great. I'm going to accomplish great things, so let's get to it and work it out, okay? Okay? Also, if you want to contact me, see, we have this thing going on right now, so I always want everybody to contact me about the ideals of the website. I also have books I recommend. The one I recommend highly right now, since we've been talking about relationships and that kind of stuff, is this one I got the other day. Well, I've actually had it for a couple times. But a lot of people are actually asking questions about Archangels and Ascended Masters, and they're actually what those are, getting some details into the whole thing. So what you need to do is go on, there's a book called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities. It's by a lady named Doreen Virtue, and it's a great book, so check it out. Also, the other thing, we're always trying to focus on healing oneself, the idea to be ready for a relationship. She has a book called Healing with the Angels, How the Angels Can Assist You in Every Area of Your Life by Doreen Virtue. Also, we were talking about a lady here is a lady here talking about cleaning your consciousness out, and it's actually called the 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse, a breakthrough program for connecting with your soul's deepest purpose. It's by a lady named Debbie Ford. All right? The other one, too, I got something. This is a good one, too, very informative. It's called Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. Name what you want, feel what you want, and allow it to happen by Marla Matheson. Yeah, I can't say that. Matheson. If you write these books down, you don't get the information correct, or maybe I mispronounced the last name or something like that. If you go on my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, we have a book page for all the books I recommend, and we also have links for you to make it easier for you so you can actually go get them. The final book, real quick, is The Ideal. It's called The Soulmate Secret by Debbie Ford's sister, I think. It's called The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction by Ariel Ford. And it's a good one, too. It's got amazing techniques and that kind of stuff in there, too, as well. So check it out. If you're a person who's looking for some intensity or maybe some kind of different ways of actually meditating, that kind of thing, there's a company called HemiSync, where they have it's a technology that actually has a tone underneath the music that actually makes you, it's like the tone, the brain hears the tone, and it enables the brain and both hemispheres to work together for intense focus and concentration. It's really fantastic. So just go and check it out at www.hemi-sync.com. And I have the information here for the phone numbers and stuff. And for some reason, I've been studying so many things lately. The idea of finding certain things is getting a little difficult. All right. Well, and it was here before, and it probably still is now. It's just the idea of finding it. Anyway, if you go to the website, www.hemi-sync.com, you'll find it. Also, there's another company called BrainSync. Same thing, subliminal CDs, helping you to actually focus on changing your subconscious mind, where it can work for you instead of work against you. And that website is called www.brainsync.com. Now what you need to do, check it out, okay? You'll love it. Okay? Go check out. What's so great about those two companies is right now they have MP3 downloads, so go check the company out. And so, for example, if it costs like $19, $20 per CD, you can get a download for, I think they were going for, I want to say $14, okay? Might be a little bit different than that, but go check on both companies. It's one of those things that gives you an option where you can actually download the stuff right now and use it instead of waiting for the CDs to come. But, you know, if you're a person who likes the CDs and want to sit there and transfer, things like that, you know, you got all the, everything's right at your hand, right at your fingertips. So check that out. Okay, also, I'm not sure. I'm going to sit there and see if somebody's here that I might actually know. Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I wasn't too sure because there's a lot of people in queue right now. We're going to get to these people and we're going to start answering some questions. I just wanted to sit there and make sure and get you on the air and say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yesterday was such a day that I just, I zonked out, woke up, it was like 10 minutes past 10, and I realized I was in no shape to do anything for anybody. Mm-hmm. Everything's been coming at me so fast and furious, I've been overwhelmed. And people are just, there's a new thing out in the newspaper, people are still up in arms, and some woman who wants to be helpful hasn't realized who I am, so she wrote some things about me that she needs to be corrected on. It's nice to know that I'm such a confused little old lady who prefers to live with rats and vermin than be like, oh, my God, this woman has no clue. But she's going to be set straight, but it won't be by me. Eventually, I'll probably talk to her in a nice way. But I was just surprised.
Uh-huh.
Things are looking up, but everything's coming at me so fast that I don't know if I'm coming or going. And it's overwhelming me. But there's good stuff. At least there's good stuff. My house looks a whole lot better. I get to get some new clothes. Woohoo! I get to find myself. I'm really not complaining. I'm just so tired and whacked and trying to sort it all out before I get, because it feels like it's, things have got to slow down because it's overwhelming me and everything's going too fast.
Right.
And I'm surprised by people who have all these opinions when they don't even know me at all. I know that's, you know, you live in a small town, what can you expect? But these are people that have moved in from away, as we say, when you live in Maine. You've got your natives, your transplants, and the people from away. And it's like, good God, Maud. I will somehow survive all this, I'm sure, but I'm bound and determined that there's no way I'm going to let all those people that are screaming, you know, win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they do that, as far as I'm concerned, I need to be able to hold my head up and say, no, you didn't win, and this is the person I am, and, you know, if you don't like me after knowing me, well, then you don't like me, but if you don't know me, don't decide you don't like me, and don't decide what kind of person I am. I don't feel like being run out of town on a rail. I feel like, I guess it's, I sometimes compare myself maybe to Jesus, because he wasn't accepted in his hometown either.
What the hell? You know, the one thing I was checking out was the thing about Ustream. I don't know if you ever checked this out, where you can actually, as we're doing the radio show, we can actually sit here and actually do it live on Ustream, which is like television.
Never tried that one.
Yeah, it's very interesting in itself, and I was there checking it out. Actually, it said broadcast now.
Huh.
So we're trying to get the thing going.
I've been trying to figure. I noticed the other day that Psychic Gone Wild is still going on after it was supposedly shut down. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but Jethro, I called him shortly before they had the prayer vigil and to let him know what was going on. I haven't heard a word from him, so I figured I'm going to have to get hold of him again and say, what's going on here? Because I was supposed to be part of that whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was supposed to be one of his, on the Psychic Gone Wild, I was supposed to be a show host once a week for 2 hours. And I figured something's gone wrong here. So I figured, well, you know, I'm going to find out what exactly is going on with him and what happened. And if it comes down to it, I will just, for now, because I don't have the money, I'll just do my own half hour, and any of my friends that want to join me are welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured, you know, this is ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with people.
Yeah,
they're drinking
really.
The water. I mean, I thought he was supposed to be, you know, giving a hoot, and all of a sudden I'm out here in left field going, what happened? Yeah, he has a tendency. You know, it's kind of weird because sometimes he says he gets blocked from being able to get anything for me because of, I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. It's a whole freaking mess. I give up.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I don't give up. I'm just tired of everything, but I swear that giving up is just exactly what I won't do, and I won't let people run me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are trying to, who was here first? Guess what? Me! And I don't feel like being reviled, but, you know, people are always going to have opinions. They're going to think what they want to think, and if they want to be ignorant, well, oh, have at it. I don't have the energy to give, you know, what good would it do me anyway? I'm not going to stand up and say anything anymore because people don't want to hear it. Let somebody else tell them.
Right.
They want to, you know, it's that like somebody was pointing out today, the old game of gossip. That's what it boils down to. One person says something, it goes on and on until finally the whole picture is distorted.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to give in to that.
What that's all about?
live in a small town in Maine. I think a small town anywhere, actually.
Uh-huh.
People are always going to...
So when you say you live in a small town...
Oh, yeah, I do. It's not so tiny that, you know, it's not teeny-weeny, but it's a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Town I grew up in. I moved here when I was 3 months old.
Oh, really?
And, you know, my parents came, well, I was born in Portland, Maine, but I moved up here when I was 3 months old, and it's been my hometown. But by the time I was getting by between 73 and 1974, when I was moving away and then getting married, the whole town changed. All these people moved in. Who are they? I have no idea. They built houses up and back, so there's all these roads that nobody ever heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And people just have opinions. They feed into whatever disgruntled neighbors might say, or the selectmen. The selectmen are actually getting nicer, so I'm not going to rock the boat with them. But other people have all these impressions, and once my eviction was held off, at least people were really up in arms. You know, why you don't even know me? Why are you? You know, it gets so ridiculous.
It sounds like one of those situations that have a tendency to go, and people hear what everybody else is saying, and just has a tendency to go along with the crowd and stuff like that. So
right, it's the sheeple routine. People are sheeple, and that's something I've never been, never have any intention of being, because it's ridiculous. But yet people around here don't know me, but yet they're going to have these opinions of me. And that poor woman that wants to be so helpful, she tossed and turned the other night. She couldn't sleep, wondering what might happen to me, because apparently I'm this mentally confused little old lady that, you know, it's like, wait a minute here.
No problem.
Yeah.
We got some frustrated people here in the chat and in the queue too. So.
Oh, good. Well, let's get to them.
Okay, no problem. Let's get to our first caller, which is actually 843. And I also want to sit here and tell everybody in the chat room, I want you all to calm down. I want you all to relax. And we're going to sit here and do a good show. And everybody, if anybody has a question in the chat, please feel asked to do so. And as we go through the show, we might, it's like one of those things, if you'd like for me to shuffle the cards and pull a card for each one of you guys, just let us know with a little with a freaking chat room clicker or whatever you want to do. We'll do that for you, okay? And right now we have area code 843 on the air. Hello, welcome. How you doing? What's your name?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I heard some whistling.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear that?
Hi, Mandy. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, well, what was your name again?
My name is Pooja.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, you're doing readings, right?
That's right.
Okay, so do I ask a specific question, or can we do like a general guidance?
Well, for the purpose of the show, we like to have people at least ask a question to get us in a certain direction, what they're really focusing on, that kind of thing.
I'm really focusing on my purpose and career right now. And I would love to know what you feel is happening. I feel like I'm in transition, but it's almost like breakdown, breakthrough. So like I feel like I'm on the verge of something great happening.
Mm-hmm. So you're on the verge, and you're in this situation with this relationship.
With a relationship?
Well, the reason I asked the question was the idea of that relationship come up pretty strongly, too, with the situation. Something around you seems to keep presenting itself. So I was just wondering about that, too, as well. But the one thing you would definitely get... Go ahead.
I feel like it's all connected. I feel like career, relationship, and then even family life, I feel like it's all connected and it's going to happen at once. But I just want to make sure that it's not me hallucinating or making excuses.
You're fine. You're coming out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like it's one of those, like, this is how it feels to me, but sometimes it takes someone else looking from outside to really gauge. I feel like... like it's transitioning, it's towards the end of transition, and it's that last bit of, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah, it can be one of the situations that kind of gets to you sometimes, but things that are going on and that kind of thing, but you don't understand the whole format of everything when it's just a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, some of the things that come up and they drive you crazy, like Dee was talking about before about, and it's popping out and coming out on the other side, and I guess it's just one of those things to relax. Let things the way they're going to go. You're going to have people talk to you, and maybe even people react to you in a different way too, as well. But just part of the situation. What was the first thing you noticed in the process of this? These things that are unfolding in front of you.
Well, I noticed I have a practice, and I do it's like, it's a spiritual practice. It's energy work and meditation and a lot of workshops and stuff. So the first thing that I noticed was a lot of old clients kind of shifting out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood why. And then I noticed, like, out of nowhere, just me really standing up for my own value and my own, just what I thought I was worth, you know, really kind of just taking the mask off and pretending, you know, just really not playing nice, just playing the truth, you know, my own truth. So I noticed a little bit of challenge with that, but I recognized it as just me, you know, shifting past old fears or whatever. And then I noticed a complete slowdown, like
right.
complete nothing. And so I don't know if it was something where it was like, well, rest up because it's going to get really busy, or, you know, just allow this to flow through, use this time to be creative, or I don't know if it was just like a waiting, which is weird for me because I usually don't wait. I can usually, things are always flowing. So that, and I feel very grounded, and I feel very solid almost. But things, I don't know how to explain it. They're not as hectic. So I feel like there's a solidity coming in. There's something solid coming in. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of grounding me.
Yeah, I think that's actually for a lot of people right now, because I was sitting doing the same thing myself, where it's kind of like, I just moved. I've been here for like 3 weeks, still in a freaking hotel room. I'm just like, okay, got to go from one to the other. And it just seemed like certain things would fall into place, and you get that feeling that something's going to happen. And then that's something that took a different direction. But I think it was one of those things where it did take a different direction, but it didn't really, too. It's like part of it. It's part of everything. It's building up to that one thing you keep thinking is going to happen, you know? So it's still on its way. It's still one of those things transforming. I mean, the one thing I get the most is I pull my books out all the time. The one thing I keep pulling out is my angel number books, because I keep seeing certain numbers. My combination is 222s. One, I swear to you, one time since I've been here, I was going up and down the road, the street here, and I walked to this one street, and I just happened to stop for some reason. I don't know why. All of a sudden, I look at every freaking address around me had a 222 in it. Mm-hmm. Even to the point where I turn around the parking lot and this little building complex, there's a big old number 222, and then everything around it was 2222. I was sitting there going, "Okay, guys, I got it." But now you're like, it's like an overwhelming thing going on. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay, I get it. So I went home and read the numbers, and all they keep doing is the same thing. It's kind of funny, too, when you're sitting there trying to figure out, and people keep saying you got to have more faith, you got to, you know, relax, kind of go with the flow. And every one of these numbers I would see, like, for example, 322 says, this is a strong message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you every good thing, everything good that you desire. And I said, okay, we got that one. So I was kind of curious when I saw 422 again, which was several times. And I was sort of looking at that one, too, and I'm like, okay, so what this one goes. And it was like a combination of everybody coming through, you know, like archangels and ascended masters. So this one here says, this is a strong message from the angels, asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered, because they are. Okay? And then I saw, this is the biggest one I saw. So it didn't come into combination where it was first, it was actually third, okay? So I started looking at this one. I said, okay, and this one here, I went to the store and got a receipt. At the top of the receipt, it said 122, and then I think what I bought was actually $2.22, and the change I got was 22 cents, and I was like, okay, they just keep happening. Okay, so let's go read that one, 1222, because I saw this number, and it was a number when you look at it, it's like four numbers. And it was like a 1 on either side and a 2-2 in the middle. So either way you looked at it, it was a 221 or a 122. So I was like, wow, we need to go look those up, man, because they just keep banging me in the head like a ball bat. So I tried looking at 122, which kind of set the tone for the rest of the ones that I already saw, which was basically, let's see, 122. 122 said, stay filled with faith, because heaven is working behind the scenes to help your manifestations appear. The more positive your thoughts and feelings, the faster and better this manifestations occurs. So I was like, okay. So So when is my apartment going to, like, is my apartment going to fall in, like, my main street here? Boom. You know, something like that. And I started getting visions the last time I was here, where certain things, when I let go and had that faith, things just fell in my lap. Didn't matter if I had money or not. They always seemed to come to me. There was always opportunities, always situations that always presented themselves that always made my situation easier, not harder. So I do get kind of crazy when there's things working behind the scenes, but you haven't seen it. Because I know it's one of those things, it's almost like a lesson or something being taught to you. This is what patience is all about.
That's what I always think. I think it's patience and trust, because aren't we always working on patience? It's like we're always infinitely trying to work on patience.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine always says, patience and perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the one thing about patience people don't understand is the idea that patience is something, the reason we have to work on patience quite a bit is because there's different degrees of patience with each situation. You know, some situations require a lot of patience. There's other situations that require just the ideal of having patience to let go. So there's different variations in it too. So, you know, when you sit here and look at these situations, I think the biggest thing that we do that we shouldn't do is we focus too much on the situation, or we focus so much on that something's going to happen that we're not living our lives. And I think the idea of living our lives and being grateful for what we got right now at this moment, it frees us up, because we're not focusing on that thing happening. We've let go. We've detached. So it's the idea of working on that one too. Also, the guys anybody in the chat room, or anybody, you know, who needs some information about any kind of books that we recommend on here, just go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. There's a book page for spiritual books I recommend. They're all on there. So just the information is there. Like I said before, it's easier for you just to click on one of the links to take you to Amazon. But the information is there, so no matter where you want to get the book, feel free to go there and get the information. All right, and because I was noticing in the chat room, some people were saying, like, get that book, and I was just like, what book? Yeah, you know, if you have anything that you want to know, any more information, just tell me what book it is. I got all the books right here, so we'll stack them all up. And, you know, the frustration, I think, is sometimes I've been like this for the last couple of days. Mars just went direct. From what I understand, sometimes with Mars, people who usually don't exert themselves or express themselves have a tendency to go within. They have a tendency to be more expressive and more loud. They have a tendency to, you know, talk too much. And then there's other people who do have a tendency to communicate or out and about, have a tendency they don't want to be out and about. They want to retreat and detach from the world. So it's one of those things, of take those in consideration too, of realizing that. I think the one thing I was trying to figure out, too, was, like, I got Tuesday. Tuesday's coming up, and I've got to come up with some money for a lot of things on Tuesday. And I was just like, okay, let's don't focus on Tuesday. Let's just start focusing on just working and living and just doing a little thing, because I know how that works. But sometimes it can be a little difficult, where you don't want to feed into it. And it's one of those things, you start getting that little twinge. I don't know if you guys ever got that little twinge where you know you're going into a fearful moment, and you try to divert it.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be challenging in itself. But I was sitting there, I was kind of like going over things. Like, I think it was a little bit of frustration, because I was like, okay, I didn't really think I would be in a hotel room for over 3 weeks. I thought everything would fall into place. When I first got here, handing out cards and working and just doing everything, meeting people, doing the networking and that kind of stuff. And then I think what I'm trying to say is the idea that when we don't feed into certain things, it's just like saying, okay, I did that. And when we sit there and kind of go in the direction of saying, okay, nobody's calling, or no one's following through, or no conversations, or no nothing coming in, that moment, we don't realize we're actually focusing on lack and limitations. So I sit there and immediately started going, pulling the books out, and just started taking my attention in a different direction. Because it's like, I don't want to dwell. I want to sit here and come up with solutions. And I know for a fact the solutions come very easily when I sit here and don't allow myself to get pulled down that path. Because I know there's nothing down there, really. It's just the idea. The fear will make you think that maybe you're not doing enough, or you haven't really put yourself out there, or maybe you haven't sent out the cards, or maybe you just haven't gone to work enough. You haven't done enough hours. These are just fears of saying that we need to look at and go, no, if you actually sit there and take a flashlight and shine on them, there's nothing there because that's all they are, illusions. And the best way to shine any kind of light on a situation that's being bleak or fearful or dark is to also, it's just simply by going within ourselves to reattach and reconnect with ourselves to realize that we're the light, we're the vehicle that actually brings these manifestations into reality, into visible form, you know? There was a friend of mine the other day who was talking about getting money, and she was focusing on the money for her business and that kind of stuff, and she was doing some affirmations and stuff, and people go, well, where's the money going to come from? You know, I said, and you just look at him, and I told her, I said, just look him in the face and go, where is it coming from? It's coming from the invisible into the visible. Okay, it was like trying to find a way to say something in a nice positive way. So therefore, it doesn't work against you, but it works for you, as you're telling everybody. Because I started doing this, too, with a lot of people. When I worked for this company, I was wanting to make $400 a week. And I read this insert in one of his books. It might have been Jerry and Esther Hicks' book, where they were like a little technique that you can use, where what you do when people come to you and they ask you how much you make a week, and instead of saying how much you actually do make, what you start doing is emphasizing what you want to make, like you already do. You know, like, how much money do you make? $400. You really? I said, yeah. How much money do you make? $400. And you just tell them, see, your subconscious mind is hearing that. And also you're getting happy because you can feel it. And in the process of being happy and realizing that you are worth it and you deserve it, next thing you know, an opportunity comes, and then you are living it and actually getting paid like that. I think mine took like 2 weeks. I was sitting there, I would tell everybody, I make $400 a week, thank you. And then I would have these nice little mirror sessions, okay? I would look in the mirror, and or else I would be working or something, and I would talk to myself and say, hey, Diane, how much money do you make a week? I make $400 a week. Really? $400 a week? Yes, $400 a week. I'm worth every penny of it. And the guy finally seen that, too, and came to me and just said, here. $400 a week. Really? $400 a week? It was just like these things that just really putting a lot of energy into it. And just like establishing my mind where that's all I could see, you know? It was really crazy. So, but it was also when you saw the results. I mean, right now we're looking at an hour and 22 minutes. Anyway, just as I'm talking about this, I see 122. So, it's constantly telling you these things that you're on the right track. And that's what I would do when I start feeling like something's going to happen. I think some of those techniques kind of like push you over the hump to where you don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens and just keep going with the situation. Because, you know, the first thing I picked up with you was relationships, and it just kind of threw me off for a minute.
Well, I think it's all, it's all intertwined for some reason.
Well, yeah, that's kind of funny how you say that, too, because actually the deck of cards I usually use a lot here lately are, I got this Dorian Virtues cards, Romance Angels, Oracle cards, and the Life Purpose cards. And for some reason, I got this notion to put those two decks together because I got this message where it says,
yeah,
usually in the process of life partner, life purpose. They go hand in hand.
That's what I feel. I feel like it's all about to happen at once, and once this
mm-hmm.
person comes in front of me, things will be a little bit more clear. But until that happens,
yeah.
I'm sitting here. So I hope it's fairly soon, though, because you picked up the card.
Well, that's true, because when you look at these situations, you shouldn't be. I know what you're saying when you say sitting around. Okay, trust me.
I'm still doing stuff, but it's just one of those
yeah.
things where you're not seeing as much coming in because, and I don't, sometimes I feel like maybe if I was working so much, I wouldn't even be receptive to somebody coming in, if that makes sense.
Well, sometimes it depends where, it depends the vehicle. I think it depends on the path that this person's going to come into your life. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like looking at the situation of pulling cards out and going, okay, the angels have got something planned for me. If they've got something planned for you, they probably orchestrated the whole thing. Like when I said reading those numbers to you. The reason I was reading those numbers to you, because I think they're going to be very important to you too as well, to realize that everybody's working behind the scenes on your relationship, okay? So therefore, the ideal of everything else is just the ideal of making sure that they're clear. Because the one thing I was recommending, the one book called I lost it. Where is it? Okay. It was here it is. The relationship book, where it talks about The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction by Ariel Ford. It's not one of those things that are trying to confuse people, because most people have a tendency to connect the Law of Attraction with the Secret, and if the Law of Attraction was around way before the Secret was. And even with some of the things that people were talking about, I know I was, before the Secret even came out, I was actually telling people in my, when I had my little thing going on, we were talking about that long before that, which is the Secret had a tendency to come along and put it together in a certain way, which I think was her vehicle for her manifestation. And people have to sit there and look at the idea of the Secret with relationships and all the stuff that we got going around, as in the Secret is a good thing. It's a good concept, but it talks about the Law of Attraction, and people have some good techniques in the movie. But the last time I heard somebody say the Secret didn't work, they got kind of mad when I looked at them and I said, well, if that's the case, if the Secret's not working, that means you're not working. And they were like, what do you mean? I said, well, you still need to continue. Okay, you're doing techniques and you're doing kind of things, but you're still looking at the situation and you're saying things are not happening fast enough. It's the ideal of looking at the situation and asking yourself one question. Are you trying to manifest something because the way the world tells you that you should? Or are you doing it because that's what you want to do? Because a lot of times when we put expectations on something, we're doing it because that's what the world says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the world saying, these are your wants and needs and desires right here. And then you start looking at the thing and you're kind of complicated and go, okay, you follow through with the thing, but you're still kind of scratching your head going, I don't think so. See, if you're saying that I don't think so and things are not really manifesting as quick, or smoothly, when it's time to sit back and take a look at the situation and ask yourself that one question. What do I want? What do I need? What do I desire? And, you know, put in that parameter and really be honest with yourself and say, okay, what's up? Because that could be the one thing that could change everything for you in the process of manifesting exactly what you want. Because the one thing I got with you was the ideal techniques, but it was also the ideal of finding or letting yourself be drawn to whatever it is to make this more simpler, because I get the impression the timing on this thing could definitely change very quickly for the better. That's closer, but it's like when it comes to relationships. Okay, the reason I like this book so much because there's actually a statement in here, which is basically says it's not your job to seek love; it's your job to go within yourself to find out and to release the barriers that keep you from it. And I think it's the most important, not just with relationships. I think it's very important clear across the board. Because, you know, if we're sitting there going, because I've seen a lot of people sitting there going, well, the world says, I have to work this kind of job, I have to have a 9-to-5 job, I got to do this, da-da-da. And some people don't realize in the process of this thing, because I looked at myself, even the process of actually getting my first job and actually working and being self-employed and doing this thing, I was still hanging onto a job because of security. Even after I told people in many sessions that you don't do that, and I caught myself doing it. So it's one of those things that we have to watch out for, religious upbringing, family, just the way we were brought up can actually work against us. And these situations where we feel like something's right on the verge, something's not ready to happen, everything's not ready to fall into place. Why is it not falling into place? Well, see, a part of that is your expectations on there, too. So when you start feeling that, that's the one moment right there that you should definitely start trying to do some kind of relaxing and do meditations or whatever it is to let that go, because it is about ready to happen. And you could be the barrier that's keeping it from happening to coming into visible form.
So the reason I was... You
can
see that, right? It's on the verge, right? I'm like, am I feeling it? Sometimes it's excitement that makes you kind of restless, you know? Like you kind of feel this positivity coming at you, and then you react towards it a little bit. So.
Yeah, that's. I think sometimes when it comes to those verges and things about ready to come in and play, I think a lot of times the reason they tell me it's going to happen soon, because people have a tendency to dwell on dates, and dwelling on a date could actually be like, okay, something's going to happen. Okay, the 15th? Oh, okay. You just focus on the 15th. The 15th becomes a wall. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually pushes it back. And man, that's what I was saying about the relaxing techniques. I mean, the one thing that I keep doing all the time is finding certain meditations to where I can just let go. Or if there is a certain fear that keeps popping up, then I try to do some meditations or talk and work with the angels to find out what that fear is, because that can be the one thing that's actually determining the timing too. Because I've always felt like divine timing, realistically, is, of course, it happens according to divine timing, but I've also seen people when they let down their resistance on a fear or just the situation itself and just say, okay, you know something? This is going to happen. So why, I'm done. Just let it go and not even worry about it ever again. And then all of a sudden it's like tomorrow. Oh, hey. But I've also seen people who dwell on things and come back and say, well, you said it was going to happen on the 15th. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what'd you do? And they go, well, I was waiting. I was like, well, you wasn't supposed to wait. And you were supposed to live your life just like you was, because it's going to be a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ask yourself one question. When it comes to manifestations, when do you usually notice the manifestations happen? Usually after you're living it.
Mm-hmm.
You look back and go, oh, I've been with this guy for this amount of time, and oh, that was kind of crazy, because I'm living it now. And that's the whole thing, because that's one thing I do like about The Secret. The Secret usually emphasizes on one thing, the feeling part. And also the Soulmate's Secret book does the same thing. The key to manifesting things is to put yourself in the situation as if it happened right now. How would you feel? Not what you see, but to actually take them both and all those. Everything that happens with the manifestation is a three-dimensional thing. It's smelling. It's feeling. It's seeing. It's interacting, you know, action. So when you see all these things going on and you're sitting there going, okay, what am I not doing right? I mean, it's like looking at your situation with relationships, for example. If you're still sleeping in the middle of the bed, that could be blocking it from happening because you're still sleeping as a single person. If your closet has no space in it, or just your house it's in general is still detailed for a single person, if not open, the universe interprets that as, well, you're not really ready for this, are you? Because you're still sleeping and still in all these things as a single person. You're good. You're good. And I actually read this the other day, too. And I think this is the truth, too. When you get to the point where you feel comfortable and you're okay by yourself, it's usually when you find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you're comfortable with who you are at that moment. And it's easier to also recognize the person when you guys meet each other. Because I also like one thing in this book says, too. It says, soulmates it doesn't come to a place where they finally meet. It's a way when they finally see each other eye to eye, they realize they've always known each other.
Mm-hmm.
There is no final meeting. It's just a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back together, that kind of stuff, a continuum. Some relationships I've actually seen too where it's like, yes, you guys have some unfinished business from a past life. It basically, what the simple thing about it was, it was just to continue what they had. It wasn't, you know, it was something about their union itself. And that's the same thing with twin flames, too, that when they do reconnect, they're on the same page. And they're going to contribute to not just themselves, but to the world. And we all do. I'm just saying, using a major way of pointing out to all their friends and family that all you need to do is look at the situation and what you can accomplish by the example that's been presented to you. No pressure on the people out there to freak out because, you know, just live your life and people will see that. That's the whole thing. And we know that for a fact by the couples we see who never tell us anything about their relationship. We just know it, and we know they're in love with each other. And that's the key. See how these people are? That's how life is. There's no justification. You don't have to prove anybody to anything of who you are and that kind of stuff. You just come together and you live and you go on and you continue to see what happens. And the way you see the only way you're going to see the truth is to live it. That's the only way. And people who want to sit there and dance on the outside of relationships, careers and stuff like that, and don't want to throw themselves into it, they're always going to be wondering, because they're always wondering about themselves. But they'll find out so much about themselves within a relationship, and they'll also find out the relationship. But you can't do one without the other. I think it's amazing to watch people say, I'm working on trust issues. And they never trust anybody. Or they never interact with anybody. Or this is a proven fact, too. You can work on a lot of things within yourself. But when it comes to relationship issues that you have, you really can't confront those unless you're in a relationship. And then you start realizing in every relationship in your life, even if it's the idea of going to the freaking convenience store, all those relationships are important in some way, how you interact with them. So you should take those consideration too. So you're right. I wasn't going to go against anything about anything on the verge of happening. It's all like about ready to flop at your feet. But I'm just saying, don't be surprised if it doesn't flop at your ankles because you're already living it.
Yeah, I feel I am. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's, I feel like 3-4 big things are right about to happen, and they're going to happen at once. And I feel the only way I can handle it is if I'm centered and I just watch it happen and do the motions that I'm normally doing, like you were saying, and just kind of expect it to happen.
I was just sitting there going, also, I was sitting there, we saw this little phrase in this book. It says, immature love says, I love you because I need you. Mature love says, I need you because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you sit and take that freaking insert or that little phrase right there, too, it works for relationships. But also, in the process of your career, it also works, too. A lot of people sit here and say, you know, I love this career because I need it. Okay, they learn to love it. But when you look at people who actually love what they do, they need to do it because they love to do it. They don't do it because they got to do it. Oh, I got to work 40 hours a week, man. You know why? Well, I'm going to lose my car. See, there's nothing in there. If you listen to it, listen to the statement itself, there's nothing in there about you. It's about your job. It's about your car. So you just enslaved yourself to your job and your car because you're trying to keep both. So a lot of people also do the same thing with relationships. Listen to them. Okay? I want love. So therefore, you're the first one that came along, so I'm going to keep you so I can have love. I'm going to love you because I want to keep you. You see how they enslave themselves?
This is how I feel about that. I think, especially because since I was asking about purpose and relationship popped up, it's one of those things where when you're in love with yourself and your purpose becomes clear and you're in love with that, then, you know, love comes in. So it's almost like what's supposed to happen. It just makes sense that it would happen.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand completely. I mean, right now I was sitting looking at the situation too, and of a girlfriend that I have who actually is on discovery, but also in the same kind of career, you know. And it was the same thing about situations that you know, on certain things you're just not going to find somebody always who's on the same level as you are, but you might find the same thing. That's going on, and it's kind of like a debate right now where some people don't like the idea of having somebody to work with who does the same thing they do because they do it all day. But
I think it's awesome. I think creative, like energy-wise, I think it's good. You can get a lot done together.
I think so, too, because it's like, look at the situation. If you love what you do, you love the person you're with. So, therefore, you want to do your job as much as you want. I'm not going to say the other part. That kind of sounded kind of more, a little too naughty when I said that. You know, you want to work your jobs more. You want to work with your girlfriend more, or your boyfriend too. But some people might look at that and go, okay, do the job, No, but I didn't want to go there. I just realized what I was going to say before I said it. But what I'm saying is, you enjoy your company. You enjoy each other. And I've always said this. Have you ever sat and watched a 50-year-old couple, a couple that's been married for 50 years? They just enjoy being in the same room with each other. And that's true love to me. There doesn't have to be any kind of intertwining, you know, kind of hugging, that kind of stuff. But at the same time, if it does happen, they don't care either. They just love whatever the other person does and vice versa. And even with the ideal, they kind of come to an understanding that they're not going to like everything about that person either. But they do learn, but they love the person, so they learn to tolerate. And maybe I shouldn't even use the word tolerate. They just look at it and saying, that's Joe. You know, that's who they are. They do those kind of things. And it's kind of amazing when you have those great relationships, too, because those people have a tendency to do one thing. They know that you don't like it, or it's kind of irritating. And they'll sit there and make an effort to change that within themselves because you have made them feel something within themselves. They make that change, not what you said or aggravating the hell out of them. You just, you know, they know. For some reason, there's this kind of telepathic thing between couples that just, they know each other. And then they make an effort to go, well, that person doesn't like those things, so they'll stop doing it. It's not controlling at all. It's just the idea of understanding and wanting to, you know, I guess some people do have a tough time with that whole thing. And some women I've talked to said they don't want to please a man. At the same time, they don't realize that you don't have to physically make an effort to please that man. It's just the ideal that we have a tendency when we love each other, we do things for each other spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
That's the taking care of part. Two people who spontaneously take care of each other without even thinking about it, and two people who are actually taken care of spontaneously. It's great. So I was going to say, I'd like to get this person actually come on the show sometime just to give us some information about the whole thing and say, hey, join us on the show one day and say, hey, what's up, and share this information. Because I thought it was an interesting book, because The Soulmate Secret talks about, because like I said before, the one thing that I find amazing with the books, that when you, like you said before, when it comes to life partners and life purpose, they intertwine with each other. So this book doesn't just help you to release negatives or subconscious thing that you're holding on to actually attract your soulmate, but I've also seen the Archangel Shamuel, which is the angel of love, also my angel cards, as being on the career transition card. I think that moment of transition has happened where they found what they love to do, and the angels are always helping us to actually find more things about our lives that we love, to love ourselves even more, to realize it's a continuous, as some people would call it, the omega, where it's a continuous circle, no ending and no beginning, and that's how we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our relationships can be too, where they just go from one to the other. Our careers do, don't they? When we find a good career, you know, we know what we do, a life purpose, when we get into that career, don't we sit there and look mm-hmm. at it and go, it progresses. The more we get to know ourselves, the more relaxed, the more we love what we do, the more we find out about ourselves and our talents and gifts that actually contribute more to our life purpose and the people we're trying to help and working with our services. And I think we should also learn to do the same thing with our relationships, to realize they progress. The more we love what we're doing, the more we love the moment, the more we find out about ourselves, the more we progress, and those relationships just keep getting deeper and more of a bond. It's just, you know, it's one of those things that's the one thing we should be looking for. And sometimes I don't think we should be looking for. I think we should just allow it to happen. Because like I said before, I was writing this book here where it talks about your job is not to seek love, but to find the barriers within yourself to keep you from it. And if you find there was one in here too. This was a great one. It was talking about when you find a person who loves you because of your indifferences and not in spite of them, you found a lover for life. And it's the same thing with the situation too. There's so much information I wanted to bring. Sorry if I'm kind of going crazy and stuff, but I just saw a video the day where a lady was talking about being critical. Being critical actually interferes with people's life's purpose, as we're trying to tell them how to do it. And it's their job to actually, in the progression of their journey, is to find the solutions within themselves to make their life purpose even better and more productive and more contributing to whatever they're trying to do to themselves as well. So, take that into consideration, too, of acceptance and just understanding that people do things the way they do. You might not like it, but the more you dwell on it, the more you find or attract more situations you're not going to like. When you sit and look at a situation, I think it's one of the situations of looking at something you don't like to give you a moment to actually focus on the things that you love. And I guarantee you, when you focus on the things you love, all those things that you didn't think you liked, they have a tendency to fall to the curve. So do you have any more questions? I'm sorry.
That was it. I mean, I just wanted to know what you were seeing for what's coming up. And
well, first thing I want you to do with the situation you got going on yourself, it's like, you know, understand you deserve this stuff. And I think sometimes we all say we know we deserve it, but I think we need to take the time to actually say it, because I do it myself too. I've been working and doing all kinds of stuff, but I remember a couple of days where I just sit down and said, hey, you know, today, maybe I should just say it. Say it out loud, just so the universe does know what I'm talking about. And just say, hey, I deserve this, and I deserve it now. Because it's like one of the lectures, I'm good, I'm great, I'm fantastic, I do a great service, and I always give everyone 100%, so therefore I deserve to do whatever, you know, what you put on the blank minds to do readings and sessions and work with people. You know, I deserve that, because I take so much effort into making sure that there's, if, you know, 100, 120, 100, whatever it is to give somebody, to the point where even after I've had a session, I would go back over it and look and ask myself, what could I have done differently to give more? And they all seem to contribute to the whole where we don't have certain things coming to us. Just to let it go and see what happens. Because to answer your question, the one thing I see the most is the thing that came to me really quickly, which is the confidence within yourself to let it out. You know, so it's like, I know this. Okay, they're saying, okay, you know this. You don't need to say it and reaffirm it no more. You just let it go and just live what's going on right now. You're fantastic, you're great, you're awesome, and you're a gift to the world. And a key to people's success is to realize when you run across a path of somebody who doesn't see you as that gift, it's because they don't see themselves, which also reaffirms you are who you are, okay? You are a gift to the world. Some people just don't see it, you know? Some people can't see the Christmas tree because of the gifts, but they're both beautiful, and they haven't seen the whole picture, you know? And that's the whole thing here, too. We're the Christmas trees, and we're giving gifts. We're helping people all across the country. And it's one of those things that when people don't see the complete picture of who you are and see you, I think sometimes walking away from the situation goes across the board with everything. You know, you've heard the saying, right? People don't appreciate it until it's gone. It just doesn't mean with relationships. It means with a lot of things. So, especially if you look at the idea of people crossing their paths, always meaning something to us. So when I sit here and look at the situation, all these things that you're focusing on, and that's one thing they keep saying over and over again. It's the idea we consider putting words for you, but you know exactly what's going to happen. So now it's like one of the situations that just the key word that people have the hardest time with is just let go. You've done the work. You've done everything you can. Now it's time for fruitation time and open your arms. I would sit there and say, when you look at the situation, the only thing I would actually do would just practicing opening my arms. I'm open to receive. Just let even more down the resistance to change the timing where it's going to be something you're going to be living here. And I keep getting, it could be a couple weeks, if that.
Okay. So just trust.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just listening, trying to take it all in.
I'm sorry. Sometimes with a situation, a lot of information comes through where I'm just kind of like getting excited, going, okay, trying to figure out how to format to get this across and say, okay, let's do this. It's just one of those things that helping everybody takes it in as much as they can because relationships are really important. And life purposes are very important too. But like you said before, the combination, I just feel like the more information that you have within yourself as a blueprint, since you know exactly what to do, then you can live it more fully because you want to think about
it. I'm actually really excited about this one.
I would too. It's like, it's just a lot of stuff.
But thank you very much.
So where are you calling from? 843.
I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina. Hold on for a minute. I want to sit there and give one more thing before you go. Actually, I want to sit there and look at the area of the book and see what the number means. I'm very curious. Kind of prompting, I guess you'd say. Okay, here we go. It says 843. Yeah, it's 843. It says your prayers for help at work have been heard and answered by the angels and the ascended masters. The archangels and the angels are supporting you in all ways, including helping you with financial flow and abundance. The angels are helping you make positive and healthy changes in your career and your finances. You're supported through these changes. The angels are asserting you with all of your material needs. Assisting. So that was like, what? Okay, the angels are assisting you with all your material needs. Lean on the angels more often and give any worries to them. And that's what I was saying before, too. It's like we sit there and go in details and say, okay, this is what's going to happen, this and this. But they're just saying, so let go. I actually have an angel card on that, too, where it just says, release and let go. Hand all your worries and cares, all the things that are going on right now, just hand it to the angels, God, and say, thank you. I have to let it go because it's driving me crazy. I release it to you. And I know for a fact that when I release it and give it to you, it should be coming back across the threshold in seconds. That's what I keep kidding. But it's like a New York minute. Here we go. Okay, thanks.
You heard second just now?
Huh?
You heard the word second just now?
That's what I heard.
Like release it. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right in this second.
Okay.
So it's like one of those situations where everybody sit here and, I always sit here and say this, we love you all. We love you. You just love yourself. And I don't care what anybody says. I've heard this before from some therapists, and I heard this on a couple of shows where it's like, you know, you can't live on love. And if you really look at the situation, that's exactly what we're doing when we're living the life that we've always wanted. So keep that in mind, too, as well. Alrighty?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get over crazy, but, you know, to me personally, I think it's just information and just go with it. And I tell people, I, you know, what you should do is go back in the archives and kind of enjoy it slowly. Take it
no,
in,
absolutely.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate you calling in, too. And please keep in touch with us, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. I was actually thinking. Okay, I could have swore Dee popped out and popped back in. Oh, she popped back in. Well, let's find out. I think it's her right there.
I accidentally disconnected myself.
How do you? Okay.
Well, oh, was, I had the mute button on, and I just so you wouldn't hear any background noise, and poof, I just and I hit the wrong button. And all
right.
Of a sudden it said end. Oh. Brilliant.
Let's go to that. Okay, no problem. I understand that. I think I've actually dealt with the mute button on this phone, too, so it's easy to do.
Yeah.
Let's go on to our next caller at 347, because you've been waiting a while. And, there we go, 347. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Forgive us for actually, I don't like making people wait, but sometimes when the message pops in, we have to let it go and flow out to everybody else. So if you understand.
No,
what's your name?
Ruthie.
Ruthie?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you calling
hi,
from?
Hi, Ruthie.
Oh, hi. How are you guys doing? Don't worry. The conversation, I think everybody's getting something out of it. So thank you very much.
Huh? So, Ruthie, so how can we help you tonight? We'll try to keep it short, but then again, I'm not going to promise anything.
Good idea not to.
I was listening to what you were saying, and my problem is with relationships. And I said that I was going to take time and step out before I go rushing into any more relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting back for about maybe like 8 months. And, you know, I was thinking that there were some things that I had to heal from. And I think that because I've chosen to, like, not get in a relationship and give myself a little space to find out more about myself, I don't know if I'm doing the right, if I'm healing, if I'm, well, I think that I'm doing the right thing, but I don't know how to gauge. Hello?
No, we're listening.
Yeah,
there was
know.
A funny noise going on for her.
Like an echo. It was like an echo.
Yeah, there was this weird wah-wah, and then there was all then you were echoing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't said anything, so it was like her going across there. That's one of those things. You got to sometimes Block Talk Radio does that. I think it's because of, you know, we have so many people calling in and that kind of stuff, and certain different connections. They have a tendency to echo back at you. You know, the one thing I was sitting there listening to you talk, when the idea of wondering, I was sitting there to. When I was, like I said before, we were looking at this book, The Soulmate Secret. Now, the one thing good about this book is it has techniques in here on how to let go of things, how to actually figure out what those things are, too, as well. They've got books in there talking about, in the book it talks about wants, needs, and desires. It also focuses on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says to focus on what you don't want just for a minute. There's a technique as you do. What you do is you focus on the things you don't want. You write them on a piece of paper. And then you basically burn them, whatever, and you never think about them again, and you go right to focusing on what you do want. And I always tell people there's a good way of actually figuring out if you're on the right path is because me personally, I see numbers everywhere, you know. And usually when I start seeing 111s or 1111s, that means that whatever I've done has opened up something good as a positive vortex or energy. And it's the idea that's what I really focus on, what I want, and make sure it happens. Well, it's not the idea of making sure it happens. It's just the idea of making sure that I always keep my mind positive. If it's just mm-hmm. the idea of prayer and affirmations, or, you know, going over things I've written in my journal, as in the things I've been specifying on, to get my head back on focus again. Like with your situation, you went through some major things and that kind of stuff. And it's the idea of going back over those relationships. And first and foremost, what you should do is, I've been doing this too, it's called pruning, where we actually go and find things in our lives that we're still hanging on to from exes or situations or the past itself. Like, for instance, I got some journals that I've just noticed that there are things I've written in those journals to other relationships. I'm trying to work on those relationships to see them turn around. Well, see, they didn't go in the direction I thought they were going to go into. So it's one of those things of doing some pruning. And what I'm doing is I'm going over those books and my journals, and I'm copying all these things down that I want to take out of those books and out of those journals. I want to write them back. I'm going to write them in a new journal. But the one things I don't want to deal with anymore, I'm leaving them out, and then we'll take the journals and toss them. Now, some people say you should hang on to your journals for references and that kind of stuff, but that's exactly what I'm doing. That's my reference. It's all an individual thing, too. But I've noticed a lot of people, and I used to have a girlfriend and her mother used to do this. They had all these things from exes, cards, letters. And, you know, we all think those are cool and everything else, but it's still in a sense of materialistic stuff that we're hanging on to, because those people that we have, those people who gave us those things or those situations or the situation we were focusing on, they don't exist anymore. And we should let them go. Seriously, you look back in the old days of people who seemed to really, they had to do something good back in those days, because if it didn't, we wouldn't exist. So, you know, I think we have a tendency to work against ourselves, so we have to get rid of all this stuff. But like I said before, there's a lot of good things in that journals, in those journals too, so I just said, well, I'm just going to copy those down into my new ones I just bought. And then we start taking a look at the things that are connected to those people, and maybe those are the things that make us think or have doubt within ourselves because of how those situations unfolded. So we're trying to get rid of everything and anything. And like I told the last lady too, sometimes with situations, it's like, do you still sleep in the middle of the bed? It's like, well, I want a relationship, you know, and a closet. And then sometimes when we do these things, we start noticing things like, we'll lay in the middle of the bed and we catch ourselves, ooh, I'm laying in the middle of the bed. We turn over and we realize that I still got some stuff from an ex in my freaking nightstand. But see, if I wouldn't have moved over and saw the nightstand and happened to catch these little things, so they all connect, right? And then you go through your closet, I want to make room for the love of my life, and you go through the closet and you start realizing, I still got stuff in the closet too. There's that jerk's bowling ball, you know, things like that. And we just don't realize those connections are still in the house, which each one of those connections had the situation with the guy, right? His energy was on those balls. Now, maybe it's a race. Let me rephrase that. The energy was on those things that he left in the house, those connections. And we just, you know, we have to sit there and look at the situation. All right? So it's one of those things that do those things, too. But a lot of times we realize that these things connect to memories. And when we actually get rid of the connections, it's easy to let go of the memories and the situation. I've done some sessions with people to make them, to help them realize that good memories or bad memories are still connections to the past and a person. In a situation that doesn't exist anymore, which actually could be working against you with bringing anybody new into your life. There's all kinds. And, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes when we have these resistance or we know something's coming in and we feel something coming in, there seems to be some kind of resistance within ourselves is why we're feeling it. So it's our job to find out what that is. How am I going to let go of that resistance, let it down? Because it could change so many things drastically where next thing you know, all the things you were worried about and all the things that were trying to drive you crazy go away and they fade into darkness. Because that's where they were in the first place. They were just fears. And we just shed light on everything. We just shed light on everything. You know what happens when you shed light on a shadow? There is no shadow. So everybody's like, what? I'm just saying, this book, I swear to you, it's like I was sitting reading this book, and it says, when you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find a love any day. And it's the ideal love, too. I always notice about the sayings themselves, they don't really specify romantic mm-hmm. friendship. Because realistically, as loving people, naturally loving people, friends, best friends, situations, family, you know, when the day's all done with, we still love everybody.
And
sometimes we realize one thing. We love everybody so freaking much that we forget to love ourselves that day, too. Because with religious fanatics and for the situations, we're taught not to do that, which is kind of creepy. You know why?
Why?
Because the reason that Jesus was so effective, because he spoke the truth. He lived the truth. The only way you can live the truth is to be the truth. That's unconditional love for oneself. You love yourself so much. And that was like what God said. That's why I look at the situation. They say God, you know, loved the world so much he gave his begotten son to save us. But at the same time, I've always seen Jesus as a person to remind us of who we are too as well, as father, as sons and daughters of God. They said, okay, why do you feel so down on yourself when you're so really perfect? It's just that things you've experienced and the way people have made you feel. That's why you don't feel perfect. Okay?
Right.
But those are just illusions because love you. You know, if someone could just walk up to you, and I've seen this too. I sit there and say this to a lot of people. I have a lot of friends, and I say, I love you. And they go, okay, what are you up to? I'm up to nothing, man. It's just the ideal. I love you, man. I love you. And it could be one of the situations that most of my friends are girls, but it's like looking at people saying, we love you. Why don't you love yourself? I see you all the time. I love you. So why can't you? You know? And, you know, and I'm very blunt with people anyway. When they sit there and look at me and go, well, I love myself because you love me. Yeah, but why can't you love yourself because? You know, it's great. It's complimentary when you sit there and see those things. But at the same time, I don't want to be someone's crutch. I want to be the one that builds them up, that actually, so they can take the crutches and throw them away and stand on their own 2 feet. That's my goal. So when I say I love somebody, it's to say, you can go out there, and if you do have a tendency to fall, I'll pick you up. But I'm not going to hold on to you. I'm not going to walk you down the aisle. I'm not going to walk you back. I'm going to help you up. Because I got confidence in you that you can do the rest. And just love them all the way down through there. And keep pushing them. Little nudges here and there, you know. But what your situation is, the biggest thing you need to learn to do is love yourself. You've made some decisions, bad or good. But you have to also understand one thing. You have made some good decisions and bad decisions. And the bad ones are your fault, but the good ones are too. It's just you that need to, it's just like looking at yourself and going, okay, how did I accomplish all those great things I did? And then reproduce it. We do so many things that we do great. But for some reason, when it comes to relationships, we think we have to do those differently. The energy of love is love. It's the same. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We're so scared. We'll give it to, I love this candy bar. Because the candy bar is not going to hurt me. You know, we have no problem with that unconditional thing, huh? I love my car. You know, I love my carpet. No pun intended. You know? But why can't we look at each other and say the same thing? I love you. If you hurt me, I love you. Because I know you are just going through a certain situation where the action doesn't really tell me who you are. Because I already know who you are. I know who I am. I love you. Okay, you made a mistake. You shot the guy. But deep down in your side of yourself, there was something going on. Some kind of insecurity, some kind of fear that puts you in a situation. But does it make a person really different because of what he did within himself? If we could tap into that one thing inside of himself, I guarantee the shooting thing would never happen again. It's a fear. You know, you look at people who rob banks or steal money. It's a fear that they're not going to have anything. So they let that fear dictate their actions, and they go take it. That's a guy who has adultery with a woman who's married. It's just the ideal. He's not getting something within his relationship, and his fear is, if I tell my wife that, she'll leave me. So he goes outside the marriage to find a to find the solution, which we all know that all these fears have these consequences to them. Okay, but we're too busy feeding the fear to realize, and maybe we don't even care about the outcome. We just know at that moment. See, that's kind of crazy too, isn't it? The fear, when we do certain things within fear, we have a tendency to we want to satisfy it right there in the now, right in the here and the now. How come we can't do the same thing with love? If we learn to not leave feet in our fears and realize we can do the same thing in the now, but love, mm-hmm. change things out, we change everything. But I'm just saying, with your situation, it just seems like the one thing you're fearful of is the one thing you need to do is just love yourself. I just feel like the idea of having any kind of relationships and that kind of stuff, it's not that really far off the distance. It's one of those things of how fast are you going to reestablish the relationship with yourself because of what you've been through. You know, the thing I pick up the most is the idea of how much you've given away of yourself because of relationships and stuff. Would you disagree with that?
How much I've given away? I think that I realized over the last year I had given a lot away. And mm-hmm. so, like, these months, the last 8 months, I have been spending them, you know, giving myself so many opportunities, like taking myself out for walks and telling myself nice things and allowing myself, you know, to step up relationships that didn't serve me and to reach out to situations and circumstances that mm-hmm. interest me and that empower me and that give mm-hmm. me self-esteem. I'm just learning to do all those things, and I'm seeing that all of the things that I had missed out on, and it's kind of sad in a way, and in another way I feel like, you know, how could I possibly get back the years that I lost not loving myself, and I don't quite know where to go. Do I continue to love myself? Because it seems like I cannot fully, you know, love myself if there's someone else. Like, I'm learning all over again about me, about how to love myself and nurture myself. And if I had someone else in the picture, I'm not so sure if I would still be able to accomplish that. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good for me to continue on, like, on the path I am, or, you know, it's really a journey for me, or I don't know.
Mhm. Well, the only thing you get the most is the ideal. It's one of those things that you just keep going down the path you're going. It's because the one thing I got the most is just the idea of continue to love yourself, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I agree.
Because I was sitting there looking at the situation. It said, I wrote this myself, and it's just one of those things that I was thinking about at the time, too, of, like, looking for missing pieces. And I just wrote down I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me, which is just the idea of loving yourself. You know, sometimes
wow.
when we're in situations, right,
mm-hmm.
people have a tendency that we give so much, we lose so much. And we have some people talking in the chat. We're talking about this should be listed under psychology. And I said, you know, some of the guys, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to turn around and kiss your asses, okay? Because I want you to I want you to sit there and the idea of psychology, if you trace it back to the origin, you're going to find out one thing. It's based in metaphysics. See, psychology classes and stuff like they won't tell you that part. It's kind of like separated. It's like looking at things and going. It's like we saw it today. I was listening to this lady talk and she made a lot of sense. She was criticizing her friend, okay, who has a radio show, and she told her that she should instead of making videos on YouTube that are like, you know, like an hour or 20 or 30 minutes, she said you should knock them down to like 10 or 15 minutes, you know, because some people don't like listening to those things.
Right,
and
right.
She got a thing from Spirit. She got a message from Spirit in a dream that said, you have no right to interfere with people's journey on what they should be doing and how they feel like they should be presenting it, because in the process of making decisions, right or wrong, path, right path, whatever, we all learn something. Even if it's just the idea that we made a wrong choice, we go into a different direction. But these realizations happen with people, situations, opportunities, all kind of stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we're sitting, seriously, if a person is actually sitting down and listening to their guidance, and they're doing a spiritual show, and they're doing all kinds of stuff, and they're following that guidance, what gives you the right to interfere with that? Okay, we got people sitting there saying, well, you should be doing this, this, and this, and this. Okay, well, invite me on your radio show. And what, I'm just, 9 out of 10 times we will get, I don't have a radio show. Okay, then what are you working on here, dude? I mean, you're giving me advice on how I should do it, and you don't even do it. And I understand that people can give good advice, but there's somewhere along the line, some kind of, if he looks at me and said, my guides or angels have said this, I would take in consideration. But when a person comes to me and says, this is what I think. Ooh, you're thinking. Okay, I don't want no one who thinks. I want someone who feels, because this show is what, I mean, in this show, we're trying to get you to feel. I mean, like with the lady we're talking to right now, you. The biggest thing you have to realize is you are a person of feelings. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with you loving yourself. And sometimes when we can't get that love from other people, realistically what's happening is you're not loving yourself enough today. So love yourself. In the Bible it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Right? But you can't take self out of it.
Right.
If you're made in the image of God, then you're a naturally loving person, because basically God is a naturally loving entity. So therefore, it makes perfect sense. Did anybody ever wonder why you sit there and question the ideal, I still love my exes? Why? I've heard this question. Why am I still in love with my ex? I said, well, let me think about it for a minute. Oh, you're a naturally loving, caring person, right? Yeah. Well, it sounds pretty normal to me that you would still love your ex. But you realize somewhere along the line, a realization that says the two of you don't work. You can still love somebody as much as you ever did. But if you both can't coexist with each other, you just made a decision to do so and you move forward. Now, we do have people out there who are basically chewing each other's necks off. But those people, realistically, if you watch them, become, this is a thing. You want to do some homework? Become an observer for the next 3 days and just watch people. Because honestly, the one thing I get crazy with people who go to psychology class, they think they know everything. Okay? When we go to the psychology thing, what is psychology? It's a study of human behavior. What are you? You're a human.
That's what a lot of games is.
Yeah, but the confusing part gets to when you start focusing on spirituality. See, the reason people take psychology is to get depth in people's lives, situations and patterns. But there's also the other side, the spirit. But see, people don't study the spirit when they go to college. They just study the human side. That's why when they get into situations like this one, and they're like, okay, I'm confused. That's because you're thinking too much. There's a diagram in your head. It said, well, I was in psych class. It said this, this, and this. But see, when you deal with people on a human level, as at a spiritual level, those things are like blueprints to go by. But they're not something that you should do. It's like when, like the books. The books are great, okay? But with the techniques and stuff, what they're really saying to you is to find yourself, to reconnect with who you are, to reconnect with God, your angels, the idea of all the things around you that were actually helping you. To do what you got to do. And the angel numbers, the angel numbers. How's that like psych class? I've never seen this book in freaking psychology. Anyway, but I'm just saying with you, sweetie, it's just the ideal. Right now, all you need to do is no expectations or any kind of relationships, no expectations. You're scared you're going to have one or not have one. It's one of those things of just working with yourself.
Okay.
Like I said, and with this phrase here, it says, I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. When you find who you really are, there's no expectations. There's nothing I got to do. You just are who you are. And people love you. The people who can't. I'm just saying, one thing I saw with observing people was I saw two people arguing, and they act like they hate each other, right? And what the real problem is it's a reflection. It's basically the reason they're acting out is because they don't like themselves. So they're two reflections of the two people are reminding them how much they don't like themselves. So it's like, I don't like you because you keep showing me how much I don't like myself.
Hmm.
But if they would learn from the reflection, why don't you? See, you have a place to start. Why don't you like yourself? And then you go inside yourself and you realize why. That person is reflecting something at you. And when you learn from it, you see relationships like that all the time. They get really close. And when they don't learn from each other, they push each other further and further apart.
Mm.
So you sit there and look at yourself like this, get some affirmations and stuff, good stuff, and say, I am an unlimited being with super loving power now and always. I love everyone and everything. So therefore, everyone loves everything and everyone loves me. There's actually a good book out there. So I was telling about this one. Where is it at? Don't you hate that? It was actually this book here, which I'm that way to pull out myself because things have kind of slowed down for me too, of the healing of connecting with the angels. But in the back of the book, it's called Healing with the Angels by Dorian Virtue. In the back of the book, it's got affirmations. I am surrounded by angels. The angels shout the love of God upon me. And I accept love. I accept this love from God and the angels. But there's one part of these affirmations where it talks about I love, I accept love. I accept the love. I accept the angel's love. I am love. I am loving. But the one part here is the most important is it says, I am very loved. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. I forgive everyone. And the next one I like the most is I forgive myself. I forgive myself and I send God's love to everyone I meet, no matter what. Believe me, it's as easy as it sounds. Okay, and it's also saying I guard my thoughts carefully. I only allow positive and loving thoughts to come through. And so you don't monitor all your negative all your negative thoughts. You just sit there and focus and say, okay, that was a negative thought, and then you turn it around, and then you put it out there. And I've done it before too. You'll sit there and say, I can't buy that. Oh no! I choose not to get that today. You know, you just change it to a more positive thing it works for, or else. If you look at something, you should say, I can't afford that. No, I don't want to say that. You say, I'm going to buy that next Tuesday. So you're still putting a positive thing out there, no matter what. And sometimes it's kind of surprising when you do those kind of things to see how close you are of how things do fall into place anyway. But, you know, the one thing I noticed about this soulmate book is it has a lot of techniques in here to help people get rid of things that they're still hanging on to. Hurts, pains, scars, everything goes along with it. And I got some really good at, they call them feelizations, of helping you to feel the situation for what it is. And when you feel, you start tapping into certain things within yourself and say, okay, that doesn't feel good when I did that. So you go inside and say, okay, what didn't feel good? And you find out, it's something that somebody hurts your feelings or something. It could be something, a birthday. Someone forgot your birthday. But it's amazing when you realize that's what it was, how easy it is to let go of it.
Right.
It's a realization to realize everything happened a second ago, way in the past. Everything up to this moment doesn't exist anymore. It's done. It's gone. It's over. Kaput. But you said, look at the situation of what's coming. You know, when one thing leaves your life, something better is coming. That's because why is something better coming to you? Because in the process of realizing and moving on, you just got better. There's actually in this book here, this Healing with the Angels, they've got affirmations in here for about anything you can think of. Well, not affirmations, but the affirmation in the back with prayers. Prayers for financial healing, prayers for addictions, even the ideal with relationships to call in a soulmate or work on an existing relationship. They're just back and forth. So seriously, go check these books out, okay? And then definitely keep in touch. I'll just sit down and do a reading with you, like, tomorrow.
Okay.
Because people go, that's kind of crazy. I said, no, really, seriously, when you do that, when it's like this stuff going on, I feel like the urgency is really on my part to sit there and say, please, at the most convenient, to sit down with me. I don't care what your budget is or what you got coming in. I know I can work with you because I want to work with you, all right?
Yes. I would love to work with you.
Thank you. So,
I was going to say, call my secretary after the show. I don't have a secretary, it's me. But
oh, well, and you take bad notes.
I have a tendency to do that, too. I was sitting and talk about the books, and I go, well, we'll be right back. It was with our sponsors. I said, oh, I wish I could do that. But just to hit that freaking button, you go, in commercial, Bear Aspirin. Do you have a headache? Yeah, make sure you're your ex-wife. Yeah. But, yeah, so just if you like, you can call me after the show. We'll sit down and work something out.
Okay.
Glad to sit down. All righty?
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you, like I said, call me after the show, and we will be, that's about 24 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, too, and we're going to zip on to somebody else here, but it was great talking to you. Looking forward to talking to you after the show, all right?
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, Dee, yours is next.
Okay. Slipping right along.
Well, area code, hold up. I am trying to write something down. All right.
88.
Huh?
I don't know, just 88 popped into my head.
Okay, that's good, because actually probably that number was 88.
Oh, well, right, it was 88 in my mailbox, too, but that's beside the point.
All right, let's go to area code 757. Welcome to the show, and how are you? Welcome. Say hello to Dee. I'm sorry, Dee.
Hi. Hello.
Area code 757. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
They nodded off. They muted themselves.
Hello, area code 757. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And we'll put them back on mute, come back to them in a minute. Let's go to area code swirling. I clicked too fast. Okay, area code 206. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, Donnie.
Hi.
Hi, Dee.
Ooh, somebody. Oh,
this is Shoni.
How are you?
Who?
Fine, how are you? Shoni.
Shoni, hi.
Shoni. Oh, what? Okay, you're the person I just sent an email address to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Shoni's not really one of his names I hear all the time, but you never know. Just when you think you know somebody will pop in with the same name, you know?
Yeah, no.
So, you said you were having some problems and situations going on, too. I never really got the whole gravity of the whole thing, but can you?
Just strange happenings. And, like, anytime I try to watch your show, all these ads pop up on my computer.
Oh, really?
It's odd. Yeah, every time.
I was just trying.
When I'm doing yours.
You know, I was sitting there, it was kind of funny, too, because I was trying to get a hold of you, too, because you have the friend who has the problem, right?
Right. Haley.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was sitting there going, I sit there and looked everywhere. I was trying to find some information. I mean, she's still on my Facebook, but I was just like, okay, I can't find any other information to put anywhere. Just that one. So I was like, okay. I said, I wonder if she actually sent me some information. So I was like, trying to get a hold of you, and then you popped up. So I was like, okay. Then maybe we get some information to be reset again, so we can. Because I was going to put some things on the show page and on the what is it? I'm thinking actually on the show page and on my website and that kind of stuff, and just a little more information,
right.
You know, a little more informative, that kind of thing. And I was looking everywhere. I said, did I delete it by accident? which I've done it before too, because a lot of times when people send me stuff, I keep forgetting what will happen if I don't have them in my contact. They'll go to the junk mail. So I have a tendency to go in there sometimes and just go, I don't know, when I sit here and deal with this, and just delete everything.
Yeah, so everybody does that, I think.
Uh-huh.
I said everybody does that, I think.
No, they don't. You got these freaking craziness out there going, you keep sending me mail, why? I was like, what's the big deal? You know, it's a freaking email. Just delete it, would you? And they go, what would you do if someone did the same thing to you? I'm like, okay, I'll repeat what I just said. I delete it. I said, do you have that lack of control in your life that email has to be a drama situation?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I was sitting there kind of going over the thing myself, like spam.
There's nothing better to do.
Well, I'm just saying, this is my thing. What is spam good for? Okay? They keep saying they're protecting you. They have all these things that go on. But I still keep getting these emails from people who want to deposit $5 million into my account from Nigeria all the time. How come they're not catching these ones?
Right on. You're winning.
Yes. Also with the dating services. This thing has gotten so out of... See, that's what I'm saying. They keep telling us they're protecting us. When actually what they're doing is they're just filling their wallets. And I hate to say that, but what else is going on? Because, if you are a person out there right now, like I told the last lady, if you just take the time to be an observer for a couple of days, you'll start asking the same questions. But then you start asking yourself, what are you going to do about it? Well, really, just realistically, you don't have to do anything about it. It's just, I'm tired of these companies and people and situations and all kinds of stuff. We talked about this last night. Well, I feel like people are just so scared to death that they're not going to get any money that they have a tendency to drop down and stoop down to rip people off. We had this thing on yesterday where we're talking about a story about you never know when you're entertaining angels. And how the story goes is there's it's a Greyhound bus. Maybe we should say bus, a Greyhound will get ticked off. But what happens is it's a reboarding thing, right? The bus driver knows this girl had a ticket because they're reboarding, right? Well, in the process of reboarding, she loses her ticket, okay? And he refuses to let her on the bus. And it says, you never know when you're entertaining angels. And the guy behind her says, okay, I got it, no problem, I'll buy her a ticket. And he buys this woman a ticket. But I think what they're saying is, you never know when you're entertaining angels, because, see, the bus driver knows that she had a ticket. So she bought a ticket. She owns a seat. Okay? She gave money for that. If you ever been on the Greyhound, I have to say Greyhound bus on this one because I rode the Greyhound bus. And they take a trip from Ohio to Colorado. If you don't buy it in advance, it's almost $250 a ticket. Okay?
Right.
And next time I'm going to fly because I think it'd be cheaper. But but if you get, I'm just saying. So you look at the situation, right? The girl had a ticket. She already bought that seat. The only reason she doesn't get back on the bus is because she doesn't have a piece of paper in her hands. And society says, see, that's what I'm saying, I don't want to do things in the worldly way anymore because the world's ripping people off left and right because of their fear of not having or the lack of limitations. So we're trying to come up with solutions. And the solution is not to tell that girl she can't ride a bus. It's to look at that girl and say, you know something? Maybe somebody is watching. But I guarantee you, who is ever watching you on the camera, it's not as powerful as the person who's watching over you and say, okay, what are you doing? Here's a girl, it's cold, it's raining, and you're going to throw her out of cold because you're scared that your supervisor. See, it's a fear. You're fearful that someone's going to say something, you're going to lose, and there's another fear, you're going to lose your job. And then you're going to have another fear that you won't have any money. Okay? But I guarantee you, if the lady gets on the bus and the situation unfolds, it probably won't be as bad as you think it is. It'll probably be a smack on the hand going, you shouldn't do that, because the people are going to realize one thing, too. If that makes it to the freaking papers, the public can be a whole lot worse on you than a supervisor. Trust me on that one. But how many more of these injustices happen all the time because of lack of limitation? I think what we're trying to teach and show people the idea of focusing on the ideal of love, there's always a solution. There's always a win-win situation. When people do things in these nice little hateful ways, you notice that it stops right there. And somebody gets hurt, or somebody's put in a situation they shouldn't be put in. I mean, there was some people out there saying, well, the girl should have manifested a different way. Maybe she did, but this human being, with his free will, decided to make a difference in the change. So that's what they're saying about angels. Angels are presenting themselves all the time to us to actually give us the solution so we don't have to feed into fear. So, Shoni, what are you calling for? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. It was just that thing about everything. It drives me crazy with some of the things. I'm not trying to be critical or nothing. These are just things I've seen, like with the situation. Cause I think the reason it spot on me was because of your friend and medical bills and that kind of stuff, that I don't feel like a doctor should be able to drive his Porsche in the process of a person who has a cancer who gets thrown out of the hospital because she can't pay the bill any longer. She can't get treatment no more because the insurance won't cover it no more. But the guy still drives off on his Porsche. And I'm not saying there's not doctors out there who give it themselves, but I just haven't seen one lately. So if you want to present yourself.
I'm at the Emerald Queen Casino, and I saw something up on the board. I guess May 4th, Sylvia Brown's going to be there.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that was interesting.
So Sylvia Brown's going to be where?
At the Emerald Queen Casino in Seattle.
Oh, Lord.
The Emerald Center in Seattle.
Emerald Queen's Casino.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's going to be at the casino?
I'm going to the casino, yeah. And she's going to be at the casino. May 4th, I guess.
Well, it was your phone. It beeped in. I mean, it kind of clicked out a couple times, so it's like hearing Sylvia Brown at the casino, and
yeah,
she's winning.
On May 4th.
On May 4th.
Yeah, she's been to casinos before.
So what do people think about Sylvia Brown?
Huh?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't
ask me, because I'll give you an earful.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like an earful.
You'd like an earful?
Sure, but give me some more numbers off the top of your head besides
I'm just saying. It's like this. It's like looking at a situation. You want to find a solution to this whole thing? I think she writes some fantastic books. And I think sometimes, and there's some things that, it's like one of those things, I think anybody can write a fantastic book. And I think for us to read it is, each individual is going to get something different out of the book in the first place. So that's how it works. But, you know,
so you've read her book?
No, I don't have any of her books.
No,
I've never read any of her books. No, thank you.
I've read some of her books. I read Contacting Your Guide. I did like that one. It had a nice little CD in it. And some of the meditations were great and that kind of stuff. Some of the things, I think it was her talking about in the future that we will all be in a situation again where we won't have just one spouse. We'll have three or four.
I don't share.
Thank you. I don't either.
Well, that kind of threw me off, too. I was kind of wondering about that situation, too, because, I mean, we're sitting here talking about the situation. I think it's a combination of a lot of things where, like I said before, we all still love everybody we come in contact with. There's some things about them that irritate us. But really, when you sit there and, like I was sitting here talking about this one prayer or this one affirmation where it says, you know, basically, I see God in every person. You know, because realistically, if you sit there and talk to people, they love God, but they all have their grievances about certain things that he did. And I think it's the way it's the people, too. We love them, but there's things about them we don't like. Their action, it's usually just an action. But when you really tap into who the people are, who really the essence of spirit, souls, the essence of who that person is, you start realizing it's just actions on the surface that makes you think those things. So. And Sylvia Brown is one of those things where, you know, back in the day, I seen some things, and for some reason, her and Monta Williams really connected and clicked. You know? I don't know what that whole thing's all about, but then again, you know, is it really my business? But it's one of the things I did notice, and he believes in her, she believes in him, so it works, you know. And maybe in a situation where we don't see things. And I've seen, and it is amazing how people flock to her, too, still. I mean, it's just like Sylvia Brown. Whoa. I do have kind of trouble with particular psychics I've seen, where I kind of wonder, in some sense of the word, but then again, like I said before, it's not criticism. It's more like curiosity that why would you need to charge like a $750 to $1,000 for a reading? And I actually
saw another
person. It was between $550 and $750 a reading too. But the person does have a tendency, this one particular person does have a tendency to have certain situations where he's constantly giving away readings. And he does a lot of things too, where he's like promotional, you know, he's out there doing a lot of things for people, and he does a lot of group settings and that kind of thing where he doesn't charge for those things as much as I know. I'm just saying from the information I have. And right now, I'm sorry, everyone. Interesting.
So, Dee, you got any more numbers?
Yeah. I don't predict numbers. And
well, you said 88.
I did say 88. I don't know why it popped into my head, but I was also, at the same time, one of my email boxes was open, and it was 88% full, but for some reason, 88 popped into my head.
Right. I was sitting there. What I did was I had two sets of numbers that I had right here, and I was like, okay, I actually did this. I was working on a random. And it was so funny, too, where I said, does anybody want the lottery numbers? And it was amazing how many people in the room said no. I was like, well, that's a first. Nobody wants any lottery numbers.
I just want machine numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go with 3624.
That's what I had. I had six numbers here, two
okay,
sets of six numbers for the lottery. Okay?
Okay.
And if you want these numbers, contact me at 749.
Just spill the beans on it. We all need the money.
I'm serious. I'm sitting here looking at some things happening on Tuesday, and I'm like looking at the situation going, okay, we're not going to look at what we don't got and start focusing on what we need, or even the idea of focusing on what I want. That's what I guess is more or less. But the lottery numbers are like this, sweetie. It's 8, 9, 11, 15, 20, and 22. Bingo. Anyway.
Or...
we'll both try them and find out what happens.
The casino machine number.
What's that?
They could be the winning casino machine numbers.
I'm just saying, here's another set of numbers, too. It's 9, 11, 22, 26, 56, and
73.
Nice. Got them. You never know. That's like I said before, I was kind of paying attention to numbers myself. I kind of looking at, like, I swear to you, if you would have seen that one day, I'm on the street corner, and every time I looked anywhere, all I saw was 22s everywhere. I said I'm surrounded by 22s. It was 222. It was 722. 122. I was like, and it's like everything, it's like almost like these 22s were the biggest, brightest thing in there. And when I saw the 222, it was on the side of the building, and these big wooden numbers, they were about 6 inches big. 222. I'm like, okay. So I was actually sharing with everybody in the book, because I was sitting there saying, this is what I saw. The first one was 122, and 122 was a very powerful number, I thought, because of what it said. That's what I need to know right now, so I can reassure me, you know, where it says, stay filled with faith because heaven is working behind the scenes to help your manifestations appear. The more positive your thoughts and feelings, the faster and better this manifestation occurs. So I said, okay, go on the two, and the one I told you before, that 222, that was an interesting one, too, because the 222, I lost it. Oh, I keep flipping too fast. I keep missing the 222. This is not good. All right, the 222. And here it says, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. And when I was in Ohio, I saw 322 all the time. I mean, it was like every day I would walk out. I even made a attempt to walk down a different street and still seeing 322. So I was like, okay, I guess I should start reading that more often. So I did.
Well, considering, do you still have that person on the line? And you only got, what, 3 minutes? 2 minutes?
Five.
Hello?
We actually got five minutes.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Still there.
We actually got 5 minutes left, guys. 322 was actually... Yeah, they said the 322 was, this is the strongest message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good.
that you desire. And I was like, okay, what do I desire at this moment? I would just like to have a continuous flow of just 20 to 30 clients a week. And I was actually looking in my journals, too, and noticing that my one thing I've been emphasizing on is just that one goal of $1,000 income, $1,000 a week income. I'm good with $1,000 income a week. And I understand there's a couple of companies I work for that are like every 2 weeks or twice a month. And so I kind of have an affirmation that details to each situation. But I've also been getting a lot of things, too, where they keep focusing on the emphasis of the website, you know, working and doing this kind of work without any kind of companies to work for. Wean yourself off of the psychic companies. That's the exact word I heard. So it's a situation, a lot of things going on. I had no problem with that. It's just the idea. I swear to you. As soon as my website kicked in and I got $1,000 income coming in weekly, they're gone. Because, you know, the one thing I don't like working for psychic companies is, first of all, their worth ethic. Ethic is the ideal. Focus, 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 focus on keeping people on the phone. Keep them going along. I will have to say one thing about a random. A random has never pressured me to do anything except be online and don't eat on the camera.
I love that.
A random is one of those companies where it's... You're familiar with it, aren't you, Shoni?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Aren't you on a random?
You've given me a reading.
Oh, that's right. You will on what you'll on the other side. Sorry. Anyway, you should be working on your skills, too. You could actually work on a random, too, if you wanted.
I'm getting there.
But I was sitting there. It was kind of funny. I was sitting there talking and thinking about April. And April, I don't know if you've ever gotten a reading from April or not, but she's on there. And I keep telling her, she gets overwhelmed. She gets on there and she's like, all these people want these questions answered. I said, April, get control and say, you know something? You know, the rules say we can't do free readings. And we can't do readings in free chat. And free chat is just for to freely chat with each other. They're supposed to get to know you.
Unless you're doing a demo.
Yeah, or unless you're doing a demo, then you can answer questions for people, you know? And that's where you get them. I mean, seriously. I sit there and told everybody, just do a demo. I don't sit there and just do a demo as in a demonstration. I sit there and answer questions to people for real. And I get so many readings out of that. I had one lady who was freaked me out because we got done with the demo. And it was like, I think the demo was done, you know, because she pushed the button. Next thing I'm doing a private reading. I was sitting there going, my head was spinning. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? I was about ready to take a drink of water or something. I looked down and all those little icons come popping in. I was trying to figure out what's it like for you guys on that side. I've gotten a reading on that one side one time, like years ago.
Well, so for some reason I can't ever seem to hear anybody.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's one of those things, too, you have to understand the company itself has all these people coming in from all different kind of directions and different browsers and all kinds of stuff. We had a thing there for a while where they changed the browsers on us, and I went in there to go into free chat, and my camera wouldn't work. They kept on saying connecting. Well, good at it. You're not connecting. And then the one thing I have problems with is we had a couple of people who wanted to do palm readings, and they wanted to do it on camera, you know, camera to camera. We had such a echo back and forth, and I would sit there and say, well, on this line, on this line, on this line, I'm sitting there and go, oh, this is hard to focus and concentrate. Because when I sit there...
Mine did that on my reading and on the one, well, mine with you and mine with a couple of the other ones, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm good at it, too, when we go in there and we do our little thing. And someone doesn't get a couple of answers or something, I will sit there and give them, you know, so I can give them like the last answer, the last card I pulled. I won't leave them completely hanging.
Yeah, but you know, you also lowered your thing for me too.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a very big income.
Well, yeah, I think I even told you. I said I don't like doing that because I had a person came in one time and
asked me to do the same thing to reduce my price. Then I did it, and then she came out and said, "Oh, something wrong." She goes, "So can you just give me the answers here?" And I'm like, "No, I cannot." And it's like you're trying to explain to people, saying, "Okay, this is the way it is." A girl just got sanctioned for eating a sandwich on camera. Okay, because it's like one. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on. And I was like, "Okay, no problem." I get kind of testy with people too, and I'm kind of like left the room abruptly, you know.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, what do you call them, trolls?
Yeah, the other day we had someone come in there and ask me how you do readings with such a big nose. I'm like, and they were pretty verbal about their language, too. I'm just like, you know something? I think the person got ticked off, but I don't care. I said, you know something? It's best to be thoughtful and open your mouth and erase all doubt. Thank you, friend. You know, have a good day. Send one down the road. But, you know, it's like that, and it's crazy stuff. And I was just like, I've never sat there and said to myself, okay, I'm bored. Let's go on some kind of website or psychic site and just start causing havoc. What's so funny about it, too, is a lot of them are actually, they have member names and stuff, and you're just like, some of them you can actually tell when they go in the room, ooh, this is a username is going to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, they had that. It was one where one came in there. What was
somehow
it,
they managed to follow me around one night. It seemed like every room went into, every chat room I went into, they were following me.
Yeah, they had some of those, they had some people that were actually attacking each other in the same room. We had someone, one lady came in the room, and I've talked to her before many times, and then this person came in as a troll and said, "Oh, you got to watch her. Got to watch her. She's going to, you know." Yeah, I was just like, okay.
Well, it's weird because I think they have a way to follow you. Especially when you rile somebody up, then you leave and you get sick of it, then they follow you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly how that works, but
yeah, we got some people too.
ones that were definitely the same one, you know, not.
Now I was laughing because a while ago somebody said something in the chat room saying that this should be listed under psychology and then under psychic readings. And it's like, I told her, I said, everybody who thinks those kind of things, just reach around and kiss yourself on the butt, okay?
Can you?
I said, I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, it's like, that's kind of like being judgmental. I'm sorry if some of the things get kind of like deep and that kind of stuff, or you're like, well, I don't feel like this is a psychic reading. Well, we're not doing a reading for you, are we? And it's like, look, I think when people get resistance, I think there's a lot of stuff that they should be listening to. That's why they're resistant to it. Oh, that's
okay,
too close.
Okay, my friend, I really need to get out of here.
Let me ask you a question.
Huh?
What was your question? Did you have a question or anything? Like, you just want to sit there and say hello, how you doing? And that was
informative. I pretty much wanted to say how's everything going. But I'm going into the casino. You could tell me how that's going to turn out.
Oh, you know, I get the impression you should go home before you even walk in the door. Try to enjoy yourself as much as possible because I don't see you walking out with any more money than when you walked in the door.
Yeah, that's okay. I left all the big money at home this time.
Well, as long as you're okay with that, I'm just saying I don't see any wins. I don't see any wins.
No huge wins anyway, huh?
No, I'm sorry.
That's
but, you know,
all right.
But I'm still kind of confident about those lottery numbers. You should definitely play those on Thursday.
Well,
that's
I'll just have to do that.
That's the way it comes to me. That's the way it comes to me. Play them on Thursday.
Well, B said 88, so I'm going to go in there and look and see if there's an 88, and maybe I might just walk out if there's not.
Okay. There you go.
See, you never know.
That you don't. Yeah, but if you can give me that, if you could just send me the information about your friend and that kind of stuff, so we
can
get some.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I'll send it. I'll send that with the little video.
Okay, cool.
I took a video of. I mean, it was unbelievable. That never happens on my Facebook wall. I clicked on that thing that you put on there today.
Yeah.
Play that, you know, watch this or whatever, and you did the. What was it? the
recurring
Celtic Cross or something like that?
The video I put on Facebook today was I actually did an angel card reading. It was a three card angel reading to show people
when
we build a pyramid. Yeah, because Celtic crosses don't work.
See, I couldn't hear any of it because all the background noise was just unbelievable. All the ads started
really?
Popping up just as soon as I played it.
That's interesting.
It was strange. Yeah,
because
the Resolve carpet cleaning and something else.
Carpet?
I don't remember what it was. Huh?
Carpet cleaning?
Carpet, yeah, Resolve. It was a carpet cleaning commercial. And then...
that's interesting.
There's a few other. And I'd mute them and they wouldn't mute.
Huh.
It was just like videos like the one I played of yours, but the rest of them I didn't play. They just were playing. All at the same time.
Clean my carpet.
Carpet cleaning commercials and did you clean your carpet?
Yeah, no. I didn't.
You need to?
No, actually I need to get out of this freaking hotel room and get into an apartment, so maybe then I will be needing some carpet cleaning. So it's one of those things that folks, right now I'm sitting going, okay, I want to go from this hotel room into an apartment, and I want to do it now. So therefore, please, angels, archangels, and masters, show me the opportunities that you're bringing to me right now, the ideal of all the things you're saying you're working on behind the scenes, to bring them to the certain, I can actually see them, and the process of seeing them help me to, basically follow that guidance to the letter, quick, and to see the complete whole thing. So I was like, there you go. So we got the out there. I say, okay, nice apartment. Nice, lovely, great apartment with the ideal of all the utilities included in the rent, where all I have to do is pay the rent every month. I was actually focusing on saying, I want to find a place where they go, just give us the rent and you're good. I didn't want to even focus on the word deposit at all. I just wanted to sit here and say, no. We don't want to sit here and say, I want to get an apartment, but I just pay the rent, no deposit. I'm saying, no, we can't say no deposit because deposit, the word's still in there. So I was sitting there going, well, I just want someone to say, hey, pay the rent, you can move in. Okay.
Hey, pay the rent, you can move in.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, Shoni, keep in touch. Can send me that information.
Yeah, we'll do. As soon as I get to my mom's, I'll do that.
No problem, too. And every once in a while, we give away a free reading on the show.
Excuse me?
I always like to have a free... I said, every once in a while, we give away a free reading on the show.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So you should try to, come for the free reading, so it's like a 20-minute reading. So if you'd like to get one of those, we'll just sit down and do one, because it's like I want to get some more insight into... you and your friend and that kind of thing. So if there's some kind of way you could actually do like a 20 or 30 minute reading, where we did just like a free reading, we haven't given away in a long time. But your friend, and you say she has a form of, was it a leukemia?
No, she has a lower bowel. It's a stage 4 lower bowel. Something like that, like a lower vowel cancer.
Okay. Kind of way you could actually have her, get her involved with the whole thing, where you could actually pick up on both, like a reading with both you in the session of actually picking up things and that kind of stuff. If you would like to.
You what?
I said if you would like to. I saw.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. So get a hold of your friend and then tell me when you can do it, and we'll sit down and do it.
All right.
Okey-dokey. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
And we're going to go.
Take care, you guys.
You too. You have a great night.
I will.
What? I'm sorry.
Huh?
Thank you. I said thanks for calling. I was like.
It got loud in there.
Yeah, Dee got on mute, and that was kind of crazy in itself. So if anybody out there who wants to get a private reading, just give us a call. Give me a call at
800-500-8863, and we'll be glad to sit down and talk to you and do the whole freaking thing and just love it. And if you're in the chat room, I don't think you could hear me in the chat room when the show's not taping any. I was when we're taping and that kind of stuff. So I put some information there, so I hope you guys can get it. Hello, goodbye. I was actually doing that right now.
You have a good night, Donnie. You have a good night, too, Dee.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Holy mackerel. That was weird.
Woo-hoo.
Okay. No, what happened was I was in a truck. I was dealing with something, and I can't really stop the show until I pull up the queue where I can actually click off.
Uh-huh.
And I was dealing with the chat room, and I thought I'd just click off the chat room. Well, actually, it took out everything. I don't know how that happened, man. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Everything's crazy.
I guess. I was there looking at the thing going, okay, it's not supposed to do that. That's why it's in sections. When we do the one section, you click that off in favor of the other section, so that it goes like that. Like I said, guys, if you want to check us out for a private reading and you're listening to this on in the archives, just give us a call at 740-500-8863, 740-601-9835, which is the Skype number, and the website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Right now, you can get a 90-minute session for $77.77. That's actually a 90-minute to 2-hour session. And then we have the 75-minute sessions that are only going for $35. So check it out. Do what you got to do. Whatever's good for you. Give us a call. I'm pretty sure we can sit down and work out a great deal for both of us. A win-win situation is what we're looking for. So check it out. And also, if you're a person who would like to sponsor the show, just a simple $40 fee a month can get you and your service and your products sponsored. And you can also contribute to the message that we're giving out. We don't think it's psychology. We're thinking it's just the complete answer on both sides of the equation. So when people realize what spirit, there's the materialistic and the physical, and they all exist on the same plane. So when you get that kind of balance between the two, you got something good going on. So give it a shot. So we're going to get out of here, and we're out of here. I'm going to leave you with some music called Child of Innocence by Kansas. And you guys all have a great night. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And Dee, I guess I'll see you tomorrow night, maybe, right?
Yeah, I should be here.
All right. And everybody else?
Okay.
We're done.
Adios.
And just contact me after the show's over with. Bye-bye now.